This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
First down Texans at the Houston 46. Clock at 8 minutes to go. 13-point lead. Here's a toss to Pierce. Running right. Pierce across the 50. Pierce breaks a tackle. 45-40 right sideline. The 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. He's got the touchdown! Damian Pierce to the house!
Amazing. It's been a long 3.5 weeks, but, through rigorous training and, being relentless in my rehab with the help of the athletic training staff and the support of my teammates, everything went smooth and I was able to, reap the benefits on Sunday.
That was Damian Pierce. They put Damian out there for a press conference yesterday, which always makes me very happy. I love listening to Damian Pierce talk. And it's great to see him happy. It's great to see him productive. Let's hope this keeps up because, boy, they could really use the version of Damian Pierce that they got on that run on Sunday to close out that game against the New England Patriots. Hey, Damian Pierce, take us through the TD. How did that play out?
Man, the big one was kind of like, the easiest way to word it, about our running back coach always says run through the smoke. Like, it might not look like the best lane to hit, but trust that when you get there, guys are going to clear out. And that was just a prime example of that. Titus did a great job of not giving up on the playback side. Even though he thought about it, they be on the lineman, bro. Like, if you put your hands in the wrong spot, it's an automatic flag. Like, come on, bro, this football. But he thought about it, but Titus finished great on the backside. Boom, he was able to clear his guy out, and I was able to cut right off of Titus and break a tackle. Tank got just enough of, zero to let me get the corner. The pylon and the rest on film when I was in a hot touchdown. Bro, what you got to? You got to, bro. I don't care. You got to. I don't care how tired you is. As a running back, like, that's one of the worst things as a running back. Like, say I would have got to one and Joe to win in. Like, me and Joe had to fight, bro.
Yeah, Damian Pierce looking out for his fantasy owners. That would have been the worst thing if I went out at the one and Joe got to go in. That was great. I love having Damian Pierce back in our lives, Seth.
And they would have had to fight about it.
Yeah.
The thing about that play was it's interesting because the Texans have done a lot of they've kind of changed some things up a little bit with the play calling in the run game and without getting into too much zone run versus gap scheme and all that stuff. I think I've seen a lot of people say, look, okay, good, they're abandoning the outside zone. Well, okay, that big play of Damian Pierce was an outside zone run. And it was not perfectly blocked by any stretch of the imagination. And yet, this is what you get with outside zone, is it doesn't always have to be perfectly blocked. The biggest key is that you get the defenders running sideways. And on that play, one of the running backs was just hoofing it out to the side. One of the linebackers was running laterally. The other linebacker was blocked by C.J. Stroud because C.J. Stroud carried out the fake really well. So the other linebacker was stuck back in the middle of the field thinking it might be bootleg. And Damian, to his credit, doing something he didn't do in the preseason was made a decision and then, like he said, he like a race car driver, you drive right towards the crash and it'll clear out of your way. So he hit it upfield and that was the Damian, the breaking tackles Damian, that it wasn't a very, very clear path, but it was enough of a path and he took it and he hit it vertically and was able to break a couple tackles and then showed some explosiveness that I don't think we really saw out of him last year. That was really nice to see.
Yeah.
That was good. Now I want to see it more. There were some plays in that game where I thought he looked a little indecisive behind imperfect blocking, but that was a really good example of the upside of Damian Pierce.
Everybody seemed to be happy for him, universally. And it stands to reason, but I'm talking about outwardly even more happy than usual about one particular play. Everybody who they asked about it, super happy for Damian. This time tomorrow, we'll be talking to Nick Caserio on the show, so we'll ask him about Damian Pierce tomorrow on this show for sure. Damian was asked yesterday, how did that feel to get into the end zone after everything you've gone through the last year and a half?
Man, anytime you get a touchdown, it's a party. So that's how I treat it, man. So as soon as I crossed the goal line, got the hands up in front of the referee, man, I just I just wanted to find the guys, you know. It ain't about me. It took all 11 to get there, so all 11 gonna party when we get to the end zone, man. But on a more personal, you know, note, like, it felt great just to be able to come back from rehab and, you know, not miss a step. Because, like, that was one of my main concerns. Like, kind of going back to her question, like, how's it gonna feel Sunday? Am I gonna be able to, like, you know, still have my same step? Am I gonna lose a step Sunday? But I felt good Sunday, man. And that run just kind of, you know, gave me confidence in my mind that, okay, all right, you good, bro. You have to, you can roll. So
that might be the biggest thing. Like, that very last thing there, even before he said the word confidence, that's what I thought of as he's describing that. I'm like, it feels like for Damian, it's been way more mental than physical. The mental has maybe bled into the physical. As you pointed out, Seth, he didn't run last season nearly like the wrecking ball he was in his rookie year, and some of that was probably due to hesitancy or a lack of confidence in his ability to fit into the scheme. That's what I hope that run means for him. Like, now, like, he's seeing things differently, you know? Yeah, like, he's more decisive.
It was one of the things D'Amico talked about yesterday, too, was just getting some good reps on film for the offensive line. I think he was talking about the offensive line at the time. So you can be able to show them, like, yep, this is the way it's supposed to work. And that is the way D'Amico teaches, and like, he uses a lot of coaching tape from other players around the league that are doing things well. With the defense, he uses teaching tape from the 49ers. I would imagine this year he's able to show a lot of teaching tape with the Texans defense from last year, and then this year they've had good examples, and that's the most powerful way of doing it. Like, oh yeah, okay, now let's just keep doing this more and more and more. It's a little bit like Henry Winkler in The Waterboy when he's at the party and he says, "Now that you've had some success, you know what it feels like. Now we can do more of this." That's D'Amico's like a more manly version of Henry Winkler.
I would say significantly more manly version of Henry Winkler. One more from Damian Pierce. With everybody healthy, what can this running back room be this season?
No, the healthier the running back room, the better. So, you know, it's not an easy job. You know, it's a crazy job. This sport is just brutal on everyone's body, as y'all all know. But, you know, the healthier the running back room, the more consistent we can be in the run game, and just help CJ out, just help those guys in the pass game out, because we got the playmakers. We got the playmakers, and they can do their job even when it's hard. So imagine us giving them an easy way out, like just making their job that much more easy, let them guys go ball, because we got the dog. We got dogs all around on both sides of the ball, but more specifically in their wide receiver room, man, those guys are just waiting to make a play. Like, you can hit this guy, you can hit this guy, you hit that guy. It's all up to us, you know, just giving them time in the pass game, you know, because we're responsible for that as well, and also alleviating them in the run game when things aren't going so great, when teams scheme up for those guys. You know, how can we not be one-dimensional and force those guys to have to play those guys, have to cover those guys in one-on-one situations? So that's all a healthy running back room does. You know, it makes it more favorable for those guys on the outside, and that's what we want to do.
Dude, he's saying what you've been saying since they've been playing cover two all season long, which is if we can just move the football on the ground, if we can provide a credible threat to the defense, man, then all those other guys, all those dogs we got in the wide receiver room, they're going to go eat.
Yeah, you make it too easy for the opposing defense when they can slow your offense down just by saying, like, but oh, we just have to move our safeties back. That's the way to, we can stop the Texans if we move the safeties back. That's all we have to do.
Yep.
The way you counteract that is, all right, if you're going to do that, we're going to run the football. And it's been cool. You know, there is a pendulum swinging back the other way where people are acknowledging and understanding, all right, man, it's not a matter of just using the pass to set up the run. We got to get better at running the football. Mm-hmm. And running backs do matter more this year, I think, than they have in previous years. You still can't trust them to stay healthy. But it's been fun to watch some of the teams do it on the ground. And is they, all right, around the league, they're playing more conservatively, and they've got all these defensive backs on the field, and we're going to punish them with that.
Yep.
And it's still a passing league first and foremost, but there's just a little bit more of a more, there's a premium on physicality right now, and I don't think a lot of teams are necessarily set up to be physical football teams. And that's where I think D'Amico's mindset and his willingness to be flexible, both on offense and defense, it hopefully is an advantage for the Texans by the end of the season, if they can build on the run game.
All right, we get petty on Tuesday. It's a petty Tuesday here on Payne and Pendergast, and we get to our peak pettiness at 8:00 during the petty cast. Man, this is where we highlight our own pettiness and some impressive pettiness of many, many others around the sports world. And man, there were some good ones this weekend that we will get to. The petty cast We do it every Tuesday. Comes up next.